Audio Boo, it is just before 5 o'clock, I believe, on a Friday afternoon, and guess where I am? Give you one guess. I'm out walking the dog. Had a pretty groovy day, actually. Went to the last multimedia day session this morning, which was held by a guy called, and I can't get his name correct, but his name was Adam Montandon. I can't say that correctly. And he was from the UK, believe it or not. It's kind of an unusual name, I think. But he was a really cool guy. He did like nearly a 2-hour session all about all the crazy things he's been up to. He's, how can I describe him? He's like in his late 20s. He'd started a company in his early 20s, making all kinds of interactive gizmos and gadgets and all kinds of things, and ended up winning a lot of awards and prizes for some of his gadgets. For example, he made a gadget for a guy who was colorblind, and this gadget actually allowed the guy who was completely colorblind, he could see in black and white. That was it. And this gadget allowed this guy to be able to hear colour. So he'd wear a little scanner thing on his head, and if he wanted to tell the colour of something, he would just lean forward, and the sensor on the front of this head-mounted scanner would somehow read the colour, and he would hear a particular tone. So the guy could, you know, pick clothes and you know, tell the difference between orange juice and apple juice and all kinds of stuff. It changed the guy's life. In fact, he took up painting after that. We were shown a short bit of a documentary about him where he'd taken up painting, and he was managing to paint these beautiful colour paintings just because he could hear the sound of the colour of the sky, and he could pick the colour. And quite amazing. Changed this guy's life. And that's the kind of thing this guy and his company made. So he'd spent 2 hours just talking to us about just all the cool things he's been doing. Some of them have been like interactive games and all kinds of stuff, museums and art galleries and stuff like that. And they're not the kind of games where there's a keyboard and a computer or a console or anything like that. All the technology is hidden. So the kind of thing he makes is, you know, you're unaware of the technology. It's just something that you feel and touch and do, and the technology is completely hidden. And it was really, really quite inspiring and awesome, actually. But the weird thing was, I ended up filming that seminar. One of the teachers asked for 2 volunteers to film the seminar, and they got some kind of semi-pro cameras at the school. And yeah, I know the front end from the back end of a camera, as some of you people out there might know. So I kind of put my hand up and said, all right, I'll do it. And so did another guy from my class. And we ended up breaking out the cameras and filming the whole thing. And on the back of that, the school have actually asked me to help film a conference that they're involved in a few weeks' time. So we'll see how that goes. And then, of course, the most exciting thing I've done today is, I was just checking the time, and it's already been there, is I posted the shortlist for the 50 Stories for Pakistan book. The shortlist is the list of 50 stories that are going to be published in the book. And I was really thrilled to be able to do it, because I wasn't expecting to be able to do it until this evening. But I found, or I got home, I was a bit tired, but I found the time to put the list together, and I've posted it up on the blog, the Big Bad Media blog, and post it on Facebook and Twitter, and yeah, people have already started talking about it, which is really, really great. Some of the writers are really thrilled to be involved, so that's really, really cool. All right, I'm probably just about out of time now, 5 minutes for a boo, so I'll boo you later.